We could.
Go ahead and call the budget workshop order at 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and rise to a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we'll just hop right into it here in our budget workshop. And I just think sometimes if you guys are okay, I think it's easier just to throw it on the projector here and instead of killing a tree.
Increase the font.
Can you see it? I've increased it up to 150. Do we need more? So really, I mean, no real changes in, you know, income that we've discussed. So really, I think really kind of the things tonight is, you know, legal fees. Basically, this year, we're already at, you know, pushing that $25,000, I think, we're going to be looking at this year. Next year, I don't know, we got 40 in there. So that's just one of my ticket items that we've been talking about. The other one is we've talked about the, you know, the side-by-side, the, you know, recreational vehicle concept there, the tool cat. We have 16 in the budget. I don't know if that's something we want to take out and look at using reserves for what we have in reserves. Here's, I'll make this bigger. How's that? So, as you can see, at the end of the year, you know, the equipment replacement fund will have about $104,000 in there.
I personally think we should take it out of that. I think it'd be, I'd rather see it come out of the budget as a line item to keep that, because I'd like to keep this low if we can. I think they got pounded pretty hard last year. Not by us necessarily, but.
And I mean, that's a pretty healthy.
Is it not? I mean.
Yeah. And
I think that gives Greg quite a bit of leeway to work with. I mean, yeah. Obviously we don't want to drain it or anything like that, but I mean, he's got quite a bit of room to work with on there before. That's just my take.
Do we see anything in the future that we're going to need within the next couple of years?
You know, the one thing I see that we're probably going to need in coming years is going to be replacement of the one ton. The one-ton truck, I mean, that's, what is that, 18 years old? 18, 19 years old?
But, you know, we just found a nice one down at the shop. It was a landscaper's. It was got any miles on it. The only thing is there was a little bit of lack of maintenance. We had to replace some stuff because he didn't do it. We had to get shackles and springs and stuff like that, and you got a reason, you know, I don't know the bottom line, but I know it was a steal.
Okay, well, and that's, you know, something we can look at, you know, goodbye. Yeah, because really, I mean, the lawnmowers, just bought lawnmowers, yeah. So it should be good there. It's warranted for 5 years. We put $5,000 away a year for that fund for equipment replacement and also maintenance fund too. So there is, you know, and there's another $98,000 in the maintenance fund too. So that's monies that can be used too. So, I mean, you're looking at, you know, $200,000 here that's available for use.
I'd rather see the money and the fund is kind of called, it's a replacement, I guess.
But and even if you keep the Bobcat, say worst case scenario, that's fairly new too, in good shape. Yeah. You know, and Greg maintains everything.
Yeah, I could pull out of there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, something that's we can do. And
for, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah,
nice. For that and old poop fun. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, if we take that out, we look at that line item, take that one out. One other thing, I did some checking on in between last meeting and today. Well, our sign, as you can see, sign extended warranty, no longer can get it. we've reached our life on where they'll actually offer us an extended warranty on it now. So now we're kind of, we'll be on our own. Fortunately, this year, you know, we had to sign down for about a month, you know, because they had to get parts, came out and fixed it, that was covered. So I'm kind of hoping, you know, knock on wood, good timing on that one, that, you know, now we can skate a few years without having to do any maintenance with it. But there again, I don't have nothing in the budget there. I took it out. It's something there too. We can switch and sit there and look at, you know, that maintenance fund if something does happen. So that way, if something happens, that's, you know, that's why we have these funds set up.
And are these guys from out there from Brookings?
Yeah, South Dakota, yeah.
They're the only ones that'll do this sign, or are there people that will?
You know, and that's something we can look at when we get to that. We're probably, you know, now without the warranty, you probably look at getting a couple estimates just to see.
Yeah, because they probably charge travel time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So we'll knock on wood though, we don't have to deal with it. Don't know if council had any questions, concerns with the fire department. Like I said, what we did here is we roughly took the city's contribution, which with the preliminary budget was about 8,000 is what we had budgeted. Now, after checking, no contribution required for 2020. So Scott wanted to put that money back in the budget. So I did the worst case scenario, put it back in. They added 3,000 for training. Another $2,000, you know, for the hose testing, and then another $2,000 for replacing another two pagers. So that's another thing. Don't know what council's thoughts are on that. If you're okay with that, or negotiate that, or
I think I'm okay with that. Are they going to use? I don't know. Purely out of curiosity, are they going to use $3,000 for training?
Well, I guess what's happening, there's a shift in the reimbursement. See, they used to be able to get monies from MBFTE. The fire board used to get, and the state used to give monies, but now they've changed that formula or something.
Okay.
And so they'll be getting less.
Okay.
So that's why they wanted to keep the same level of training. And in order to do that, we'd have to bump our budget because the reimbursement amount that, from what I understand, was getting almost cut in half from what we were getting from the state.
Yeah, I was just curious, but yeah, it makes sense to keep it there.
So if no objections on that, minor thing, brought it up last time, increased clothing allowance by $100. So then seal coating, I have about $5,000 through the parking lots. One thing I did here is this street patching for 2020. Basically, we had $10,000 that's set aside down here and transfers out into one of the savings accounts for future capital. So I took that out. I took $10,000 out of there. We didn't have it really earmarked for nothing. We just had it there. Here, I'd like to take it out and earmark it for doing the street patching. We've set wages for mail, so that is good to go. So I think we can just kind of take that out. Let me look quick here. 18. What we all have there. So, all right. So that was just basically the park, re-roofing the food stand. I think we have like 6,500 in there. And that would be the high bid on doing the steel again, like we did with the open shelter. So I made adjustment for wages. Here, made a few minor adjustments in property and casualty. I did get those rates, so that's all built into the budget. I have $22,000 kind of set aside for us to do them back steps, and then also to do that retaining wall and pave that. I don't know if you're comfortable with that number. I think that should be. I would like to hope that. I mean, the steps are probably only going to be like $2,000. So about $20,000 of that to for that retaining wall and the paving there.
Get back up, John. You took $3,000 out.
But that up earlier would have been the first section we're talking about.
Which one? Okay.
Right there, the sign. Did we on are we on?
I took that out. So that $3,000 is just general, you know, repairs and maintenance that we typically have. You know, here or shop or. So yeah, because I had $1,700 in there, but I took that out once I found out that can't get an extended warranty. So. Park, and then that would be hall. So that's kind of, you know, the general fund. Typically, we've had about $6,800 we've been transferring out of the general, you know, to help the stormwater, but looking at it, roughly about $5,500 will be good there. You know, and then there again, we continue with the $14,000 transferring out into the city savings. And that is broken down here, right here. So there you can see equipment replacement, $5,000, maintenance, $5,000. Community center addition, $2,000, and the park bathrooms, $2,000, and there we had the 10,000 street that I moved, so we would take that out now. Just move that to streets, anyways. So with that, if we're okay with that, or if anybody has anything else, I mean, there you can see what we're dealing with a surplus. From what we set the 10% budget at.
Are we still going to be including the truck replacement amount in there for the fire department?
No, there's nothing there. Here you can see right there. We don't have nothing there right now built in. Basically what we did is we kind of took that out to add in to cover for the payment for the new pumper, what our shortage was. I mean, that's something we can look at if we want to start putting something back in there, because that fund is down to, which, you know, I'll go over, down to about, $8,000.
Do we have any major equipment changes that are going to be needed in the distant future?
I don't know as far as vehicles. You know, double check with Scott.
Because that would be good to know.
But I mean, as far as like other equipment, I think they've pretty well got it under control that way. So vehicles would be the question, right?
Yeah,
now.
I'm just worried about the bigger ticket items, you know.
The engine or the burn deck and that pumper is in excellent shape. We got two very new water trucks. We got a heavy rescue.
You know, because then after, you know, once that truck's paid off in 4 more years, then we'll take that money, shift that, and boom, we'll dump that into, you know, back into the replacement.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're not leaving that fund too short.
Yeah, because we
before it's paid off,
we made her pretty thin with that last purchase. So
it's easier to save now than it is ready to check.
Yeah. So what I will do is I'll keep that one highlighted then, and I'll talk to Scott about that, and I will put a big old highlight here for transfers in.
Got to presume they have some type of maintenance schedule there.
Yeah, because I'm sure they look at, you know, really 20 is kind of the golden rule, and sometimes we stretch that out to about 25.
which I think most that was set primarily, I think, for the bigger boys because the easier equipment so much more. These small towns, we get more miles on our fire trucks going parades years ago than we did going to fight fighters. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Which was a good thing because we didn't have to worry about somebody getting hurt or people losing their house or barns or whatever.
So I think we have a surplus of about
50,000 roughly, yeah. I was just gonna go
ahead. That's at 10%.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll take that out because I guess the one thing that I would ask before I go there is, are we comfortable, you know, at 40,000 for legal fees? That would be my, you know, biggest thing.
Well, if we already spent 25, it's going to get uglier next year.
Yeah.
Think anything will get done next year?
I don't know if any of you seen the plan they put together.
That was,
I'm questioning that because
was,
a year out from now.
Yeah, I didn't see any action until November.
Yeah, but I mean, well, there's.
Well, there'll be stuff going on.
There'll be stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The taxing year will be running.
Yeah.
The whole month or the whole year of 2020. It's just we won't probably see a lot of outward action until, was it December or something?
Yeah, December, correct.
September, I think it starts up, then October, then November, a little action, and December is the main month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way I read it.
And of course, you know, the things could change.
Yeah. Could go into fall in 3 months.
What is the reasoning? Do you have any idea, Jeremy? Did they give you any?
No, I haven't.
That they can't get a court date, or?
Well, here's the other thing, as far as I know. They served us with the litigation papers, but have not filed them in court. So, one of the questions I have out there.
This Friday, though, right? Is that the way did I understand, right? December 6th?
I'm not sure on that. I wanted to double check on that. That was one of my things on my to-do list yet to find out, hey, Matt, what timeline are we looking here that, you know, when you serve someone, what timeline do you have before we can't file it anymore?
Because I read something in there that said the filing must be done by December 6th, which is this Friday. That's what I read on the eBay or whatever you want to call
it.
Email.
Hello.
Hi. I may or may not be in the right place. I don't know.
What are you looking for?
What happens with this?
City Council for Hamburg?
Not the right one. I'm looking for the Hamburg Hunting and Fishing Club.
Oh, community building right on the corner.
Big white building downstairs.
Yep, go to the stop sign, take a left,
yep.
And then it'll be right on that corner. You'll see the big minutes. It's in the basement.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
So 50,906. So let's say, I don't know if we want to look at legal fees, even say we want to say 50 grand. So then, yeah, it's going to be close to around that, yeah. So we take 4906 out. Go over to my calc. roughly 1.844. So that's what we'd be at.
I personally like that number. I'd rather see it on the low side, I guess.
Yeah.
Save those double digit increases. We really need them.
Yeah.
When it's your election year, is that what you're looking for?
You know, and I think that it leaves us we're comfortable, and you know, one, we have reserves to fall on if things happen. Two, even we're healthy, you know, as far as cash flow goes too, so I'm not too concerned if something did happen, we would be fine. So if we're comfortable with that, you know, I'll plug this all in and then I'll send it to you. So roughly, I mean, our savings is quite healthy, as you can see here. And then I'll go back to the other spreadsheet, and this kind of shows you the breakdown of that. You know, and remember to take into consideration what we've looked at with that five-year plan with the streets, so we're kind of accounting for that too, using LGA monies. You know, and plus, you know, we have about $154,000 earmarked for street improvements. You know, 22 for community center, you know, 14 for the handicap bathrooms. Then 59,000 of that's in there for the water tower, which we'll segment into next year. You know, and then interest, that's roughly about $7,000 we have in interest right now, because I think this is an old, so if we're comfortable, you know, with that, you know, debt service, how in depth you want to get, it is what it is. That is how I always look at it, right? I mean, we're accounting for everything there, and then there's the, you know, for the equipment certificate, we're at 22.8. So that's where we've taken that 10 grand out of the replacement and put it in there so we can minimize the tax impact on that payment. So really not too much in the debt right now. We just have that and, you know, the 2007 street project, which will be up here 12 years, 1920, is it next? Let me look at my debt schedule. When that comes up, I think 2020 is live, is it? Oh no, it isn't. It must have been a 15 year then. So probably 2023. The 2007 street project will come off the books, which that'll free up, you know, roughly 15 to 17,000 a year. And then there again, what I would look at once that's freed up, keep it in there, boom, dump it into street improvements. Yep. All right, so kind of the biggie is, I'm going to skip the water fund because that'll be the biggie, but sewer, you know, right now what I have figured is no increase, sewer's healthy, and this way we minimize the impact of any increase really overall in the water sewer bill. You know, last couple of years we've, you know, you can see in our budget we've run negative, but we're still over $300,000 in that fund, which is well above cash flow. And the biggest one really, if you know, is because we're dumping, you know, money into INI, which was kind of nice. I think we did two more people corrected their INI issues, so we still got two more, is it? Two or three,
yeah.
That have about 10 months left.
Yeah.
So
that's,
I think it,
that's back in by
William Street area, that, yep, that line, and I think we want to continue with that area and get that, you know, I think it's good to continue with
where
it.
That's the biggest problem is.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where
and
we're focusing.
Biggest one from down there is fixed.
Yes,
that
we think could be the biggest, yes. Because we found it was a tile line right in there. So I think we just kind of continue with that. And like I said, sewer's healthy. Same with stormwater. Really, we haven't been doing much other than, you know, this year we've added, you know, we budgeted this year for the, you know, the new pond for off George Street there. But other than that, we really don't have much other than, you know, our debt. So we just look to kind of cover that debt. You know, and as you can see there, you know, it's projecting to be healthy. It's meeting cash flow needs too. Yes. So the big one, water. So what I did is I thought this would probably really break it down for us. So I created this spreadsheet here to show us kind of what we're looking at. Operation, maintenance, and repairs here. What our yearly expenses will be in this column. What our existing debt is right now. So as you can see here, how that drops off, we're at about 80,000. 2023, we're gonna lose about 15,000 in debt. So let me make this bigger. What happened here? There we go. So as you can see, you know, roughly in here, you know, about 80,000. Then you can see at the end of 2022, you know, the wells come off. And then 2024 is the last payment for the water treatment plant. So you can see we drop way off then, another 60,000. And then we just have some of the water main looping that we did in the 2011 project, which will run through 2032. And then in this column, you'll see the new debt that we'll be inquiring. The nice thing is, I got an amortization schedule here. So we're basically at next year, payment's only gonna be 13,172. So that just works really well. I also created a column for not your every year items of repairs. So like next year, what we have in the budget for 2020 is we still have about 4,000 in there for meters to swap out. I believe all but what, maybe 3 to 5 of them that actually don't have the radio read on them, but there are some old meters that so we kind of need to continue to get them old meters out and swapped in with the newer meters. But I believe everything's almost 97% of the town, 95% of the town is now on the radio read, so it's a huge savings for Greg. So, and then the other thing is I wish I could see the show the whole thing, but basically for each year, 2.5%, we can even plug in 3, whatever we want, you know, for increase, basically inflation. And then for user rates, I was able to set it at 2. So what I got for next year is 4,000, as you can see, and we can kind of keep a running total. And then VFD, which is a variable frequency device, which we talked about putting in there, and what that does is reduces the amount of energy when the wells kick on, because when they kick on, they suck, but this device will help regulate that. And in talking with Burgesson Caswell, they said within 5 years that thing will pay for itself because of the energy savings. So that was one of the things we added in the budget. We've done it on one of the wells already, and we just need to do it for the other well next year, and then we'll be set on that too. So the one thing too for discussion, water main repairs. That's something we may want to look at building in here yet. I haven't built that in yet. But without that, what I've taken is user fees. I'm just taking a stab at it. I'd have to think we're going to at least charge one user fee for details, you know, twin homes. You know, max would be 2. So I'm just kind of going worst case scenario here. We're at least going to collect $3,500 next year. I haven't anticipated any growth. There may be some. You know, I don't know. When that comes down the pipeline, we'll build it in. So then what I did is, what we have for other revenues then, which I put capital improvement fund is what we set that at. And that roughly is about 24,720. And the other revenue we have is about $900 coming in for the broadband, putting their antennas on the tower. I mean, the beautiful thing would be to get a big company come in here and charge them, you know, maybe collect $1,000 a month. You know, that'd be great. That would help out drastically too, but not banking on it. So so then what I've done is we had $59,040 in savings. So I spread that out just these 2 years of 21 and 22 when we start paying the, you know, the full amount of the loan. And if you look at that, all I've done is gone. So here would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next 5 years, if we increase rates 2% over the next 5 years, you know, roughly, you know, it's an educated guess, you know, we'd still be over that 5 year period about $6,700 to the good in the water fund. You know, we'd take a hit a couple of these years, but right after that, then you can see when that debt comes out, you know, we're, you know, got money to put away for future projects without even raising the rates. Mm-hmm. Because everything should be fairly new. I mean, even the wells too now. I mean, we've redone both the wells, the casing, and that we should be good for another 15 years there too. You know?
Which when we went originally for the water tower bid, we did it at 2.5% was what our Jane Irving I use as an assumption for the rate instead of the 1% we're getting.
Yeah.
The anticipated rate increase over these next 5 years was closer to 6%.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're able to...
I think it averaged out, I looked at it today, 4.75% over a 5 year period.
So we're able to keep that number down as well.
Because what we were at, we were anticipating 80,000 in our payment, and it's going to be roughly about 65, about what we're going to average. So you have that huge savings of that 1%. It's so huge. And then adding an extra 5 years helps, you know, make this very manageable, I think.
Yeah, that's great.
Any questions? Thoughts?
You know, and then with this spreadsheet, it's nice. It'd be easy to play with. All we got to do is, you know, go down here and plug in our number, what we want, what we feel, and boom, it'll tell us. So it's going to just be nice to have this. We'll just keep this each year. I'll just have this in the budget so it's something we can look at when we, you know, we can build it, that model for any of the funds, really. So.
Yeah. I like it. Nice job.
Do you want to see if you can find, or maybe ask in Germany or somebody else who's put a water tower on online recently, kind of what their average water main costs were?
Yeah, I'll talk to Twyla with New Germany, because they know for a couple of years. And, you know, just what would actually the impact to the budget, what was the impact yearly to the budget, and then we'll, so that would probably be kind of one of the only things we need to consider here yet. With the budget would be, you know, future repair costs due to, you know, the increased pressure. And from the few towns we've talked to and the crew and all that, it just, it almost seems inevitable that you're gonna have something. So I think that's what we need to account for, so. And then the only thing too is, would be, the only thing we have to account for is Tamara's, finishing up Tamara's review. So what I found out on that with the ACA, so what we'd be looking at, nobody's here, I'll block out, that's private. Pull up that, thought I had it, I guess not. Here we go, yep. Seriously, downloading? Why are you downloading? You're supposed to be opening. New computer can't get here fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me delete this. Purple's Tamara, because we can't show age or anything.
I just turned 46 on Saturday, I know, but yeah, it's more
right. Cat's out of the bag. So this is... So kind of what I broke down, because I think typically this is what council likes to see. So this is what the monthly premium would be. Let me make that bigger.
Boy, yeah,
goodness, that's you and my eyes are right there. There we go. So that would be the monthly payment. This would be yearly. And then the impact, you know, kind of an hourly rate. I mean, really, it's how kind of you gauge things. So this would be at, if the city paid 100%, this would be at 50%.
Now, are we required to pay like 50%?
Correct. That's what the ACA is.
Yep.
Yep. So that's kind of what it's looked at. The other thing, I have a question out there to our broker, because I asked around other cities what they did and what some of them do for some of the part-timers. Instead of providing insurance, they give them a stipend, you know, for insurance. So I just want to confer that with Al, if that would be something too to look at. So once Al gets back to me with that, I'll forward that to you guys. That'd be, and then it'd just be a simple thing of we'd have to make the handbook change.
Yeah.
Stating the hours. At what hours we would offer, you know.
Yeah, we gotta designate some kind of a.
Yeah. Yep.
Like anybody who would be on salary.
Right. So yeah, council, any questions, concerns, back up, look at something, something I'm missing, something you want to add?
I think you did a good job there, Jeremy.
I try to cover the bases. I mean, me, I put a lot of time in the budget because it's the biggest thing.
Yep.
You know, and it, don't quote me on anything, because it kind of like a weather person, it's an educated guess. I can't predict 2020, but we can at least try to manage it.
Yep. Did we talk about our stormwater?
Yeah, I kind of briefly, so I'll go back to. Yeah, we're at about 120,000, so we're healthy. I don't see any improvements, so I really don't have much in there other than what our current debt is, accounting for that. So as you can see, it's pretty minimal. It's just the debt here we're accounting for, user fees, expenses.
Yeah. Coming out of that council, there,
so hopefully no rules and regulation changes. My biggest concern I'm worried about rules and regulation changes I was seeing a lot in is your sanitary sewer permitting. But fortunately there, you know, the sewer fund's healthy, so not too concerned. Lots are not too drastic. I think the biggest one will be that I'm monitoring, Greg is, and so is Kurt, is phosphorus. If they're going to change this over from just monitoring to actually where we have to meet some limits.
See, Greg, get a definite on when any is coming.
Tomorrow morning. For the third time, so it was Monday, and then it was yesterday. Now it's tomorrow morning. So, but they said for sure this week, because it's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
And
get her done before it gets real cold.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, it's gonna be scary when the tower goes up at night, because. Yeah.
I know.
That's what's going to go over. The water main itself ain't going to break.
It's going to be the joints.
It's the joints.
Yeah, because some of them are pretty old.
What are you replacing those with when they go off?
Cut them out.
And then is there like a different hydraulic type?
You put a collar on.
Yeah, they put a collar on there then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that allows a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give, you know, two flex, yeah.
Gotcha.
We're almost.
Marlon's probably got more feet of that in their street than they do of actual water. that's Marlon
just
and America.
Continuous fitting.
Wow. We got a lot of fittings in underground and in streets. We had a lot of water main breaks. Back in the 70s when it was really cold.
Oh yeah, that's when it was real cold, like it was like
35
4 years ago that time when it was Real cool. When was the last time it was that cool?
65, 70 days without getting above 3.0.
Wasn't.
Yeah. It was a nasty winter back then.
People still stayed?
I know. We were still little
babies. Yeah, it was too.
Anything else we want staff to consider in regards to the budget? If not, then I'll look for a motion to adjourn the budget workshop.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Segment to adjourn the budget workshop. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.